This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
I have a home phone. Have you got a home phone?
No.
Anybody under the age of 25 listening to this right now is probably looking at the radio like I've got two heads.
Yeah.
What? Home phone?
Why do I have a home phone?
For the internet?
Yes, because it came with the package that I've got.
Yeah.
And the only reason and the only time I've used my home phone was when I lose my mobile phone.
Yeah, call
pick it up to call it. I'm old.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is another sign I'm getting old because I've completely forgotten. I'm sure you told me last week that you were going to book someone for today.
Yes.
And then I completely forgot about it. When you mentioned it earlier today, I had no recollection of anyone.
In hindsight, I probably should have waited until they got here. But I'm just going to take a leap of faith here that this one's going to turn up.
No, well, I'm glad that you put it out there because now I'm questioning my sanity. Did you tell me last week what the person does who's coming in today?
Yeah, we've had a few conversations about this, if I'm honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
None at all.
None at all. Is this the person? I see a man outside the door. Is this the person?
If it is, they're early, which is an amazing sign.
Okay, well, this is good. Okay, well, go and let him in.
Okay.
And let's bring him in. Okay,
yes.
So let me bang out a couple of songs.
All right, just bear with my walking's right, not yeah. that fast yet.
Oh, yeah. She's back walking if you just tuned in. Cast is on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
This is High FM. Banks here. Ryland's there. Now, I don't do this. I don't take selfies with my wife.
No, just yourself.
We do occasionally take a selfie together. We're out and there's some background scenery.
Okay.
Well, this might be a good sign. I'm not sure how many selfies a couple should take together. But if anybody ever suggests that you are going overboard on them, it's probably not a good sign. According to this, the more selfies a couple takes...
The more you're trying to prove something.
The less likely they are to stay together.
Oh.
The researchers say it's because taking tons of selfies is a sign that one or both of you is anxious and insecure about your relationship. So you're overcompensating with photos to show the world that things are totally perfect.
I feel less depressed now. So, not great, but not as bad.
That's what this show does.
Reasons to tune in every morning.
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
This is High FM, Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
We were at the Shangri-La yesterday.
Yeah.
Last night, and they invited us down, which is really nice.
It was really nice.
And there was myself, George, James Everton, and Bella Tanner, all representing this fine radio station. And the director of communications of the Shangri-La is a lady called Katrina Gaffney.
Yeah.
And she well, apart from all the other embarrassing things that happened, one of them George making an entrance.
I really did make an entrance.
Yeah.
Well, I would have done if I'd have got in the door.
But George, I just looked over because I got there first.
Yeah.
And I just saw this commotion going on. And because it was dark in there, I should have realised that it was you guys arriving, but I didn't. And then I saw, there's somebody in a wheelchair. Oh, that's George. And you were doubled over. In hysterics.
Because I got stuck on the ramp. The lovely man from the Shangri-La was pushing me. It wasn't very easy to get it up. So what he did is then reversed me. I thought, he's going to do a run-up. And he did a little bit. And he managed to get me most of the way in.
Did he, when he was doing his run-up, did he kind of pull out at the last bit? I thought, no, I can't do this.
Yeah. This may not.
He stopped.
It's a great plan.
He didn't go for it. He didn't give it 100%.
No. Thank goodness. Otherwise, I probably would have literally been missing the attempt.
So the big embarrassing thing that happened last night is Katrina, the director of comms from the Shangri-La, came over and she was telling us where she used to work before. So she used to work in the UAE at three hotels. She was over, was it W?
Westin and Regis. It's the Star Hotel group, I think.
And what did Bella say?
I'm not quite sure how to put it.
Bella said, she looked up and went, oh, they're rubbish. Now, myself and George looked at each other going, how can she say that? You don't say something like that.
She's very bold.
Yeah. And she didn't try and style it out.
No, and then she said, there was that meal. I wasn't invited.
She was going on about that.
I was like, this is getting really awkward now.
She was slagging off the hotels that Katrina was over. And it was only until we left that Bella said, I think I put my foot in it. Well, yeah, you did. Did you
massively.
Not?
Massively. You were actually really rude.
You were rude in the middle of a conversation saying how rubbish these hotels were. So at this point, I'd just like to say to Katrina,
we're sorry. This does always happen when we leave the radio station.
Yeah.
And we apologise that it came your way last night.
Yeah, completely. From the bottom of our hearts, we are just so sorry.
We are sorry.
So sorry.
Very sorry. We'll never do it again.
We will, though, the next time we go out.
I know, completely. Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Still hot because the aircon's still broken. 3 days, but we won't go on about it.
I really apologise for that. You guys can join me in my office and enjoy the cool weather if you like that.
Where do you work?
Bank Muscat.
Bank Muscat, yeah. Biscuits and tea.
And free money.
Why not?
Stop ruining it. Listen, all we want to do is get out of this heat. That's all we want to do. So
I also want a biscuit and money.
You do know you have Carrefour right down there, right? You can buy fans and biscuit and...
We've got two fans here.
I love you, Robin and George! Big fan.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi FM.
This is Hi FM. Experts are advising that you clean your TV remote control at least once a month.
Oh, that's another thing now. I've been watching too many of these cleaning programs and I'm now getting so paranoid about everything. Have you heard how many germs are onto the, you know, the machine that you pay with your card? Oh, they did a reading on it and it was higher than a toilet.
I think I speak for most people when I say that cleaning my TV remote control is not going to happen. I would much rather spread germs than be cleaning it and pressing some random button that screws up everything. What's AV5? How did that happen? I didn't even know I had an AV5.
Why are there Korean subtitles?
You got to get up. Get up.
Is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
Don't be nervous.
You guys are very friendly.
If you don't give it 100%, you'll be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, I will. I'll come over there. I'll come over there. So, you ready?
Yeah, like, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Right. Okay, deep breath. Here we go.
Good morning.
Come on, Daniel.
Good morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday morning. On
High FM. Let's go! That was pathetic.
Wasn't
it?
That?
Mate, we tried this.
I don't have Rufus.
We tried. What? But dude, right. Okay, let's do this again. Let's do this again. You've got to give it 100%, okay?
Or at least
give
make it a noise.
Yeah, here we go. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There you go.
Yes,
morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
Oh, man, if you just tuned in, I'm so sorry about that.
In the kitchen, so.
Right, this is a dude called Daniel Pereira. Daniel is a drawing artist.
Yes.
And last year, he designed David Coulthard, the Formula One driver's helmet.
Yeah, we had a Red Bull show run here. Yeah. And he wore that helmet. Now that helmet's just in a cupboard.
It's in a cupboard in Daniel's house. He's also this year won the Red Bull doodle art competition.
Yeah.
But most importantly, he's a bit worried that none of his friends are listening.
Yeah.
So let's do a little test right now.
Yeah,
if you know Daniel Pereira, can you give us a call? 22-000-959. Can you give us a call now? He's a little bit worried that you're not listening.
Because you don't want to get up early in the morning, come in here, and then not have your mates listen to you.
Yeah, no, of course
that
not.
That would be awful. That'd be
sleep
the worst.
Is important.
So there's no one calling, Daniel. There's no one calling.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Right, hang on. We've got a call coming through. Hello? Hello? I can hear you there.
Hello.
Do you know Daniel?
Yeah, I know Daniel.
All right, do you know who this is, Daniel? Do you know who this is?
I can't really make out the way.
Right, how do you know Daniel?
He's my soulmate. He's my only companion.
Oh, he's Daniel from my church.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Daniel's friend Daniel.
Okay, nice one. Listen.
Oh, man, Borumure.
I'll tell you what, you guys have a little chat.
Yeah, sorry, we're getting the way
here. No,
no. All right, Daniel, thank you so much for calling up.
Yes, thank you, bro.
Yes, all right. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, you too. Goodbye. All right, that was nice.
Yeah, that was
nice. I'm afraid he is the only person that called.
I'm going to buy him a car today.
Who you didn't even know who it was on the phone.
No, but it's the voice. Oh, I think I'm going to plug in again.
Right, so I've got some numbers here. There's Jonah, there's Abdullah, there's Doyin, and there's Grace. These are all mates of yours, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see if Grace is listening, shall we? So let's give Grace a call.
We need to get some support listening here. Daniel is going to be representing Oman in the global final of Red Bull Arts. Where is mate?
Yeah, where is friend?
Where is mate?
Did you tell all these people that you were on the radio this morning?
Yeah, I did. To give like a shout out.
They want a shout out. They're not even listening.
I'll see her in just a bit.
They're not even listening. They're not listening to you.
Pick it up.
Come on. Do you think Grace is looking at her phone going, I'm not picking up that.
I'll just say I didn't see it.
Yeah. I was doing something.
I was
glued to the radio.
Yes.
That's right. I was glued to the radio. All right, so Grace is letting you down on this one.
I'll see you today evening.
He looks mad. He looks really mad.
He's really angry.
No, I'm not angry.
Ever since.
The broken shit isn't coming.
It's the evidence.
Oh man, should we try another one?
Yeah.
Okay, so which one of these, let's call, I'm not going to tell you which one this is.
Okay,
but this is one of your mates, and let's hope that this one is going to pick up.
All
and
right.
Go, oh wow, I've been listening.
No, dude.
It's my buddy.
Yawn.
It's my buddy.
Hello.
Ooh, hello. Hello.
Good morning,
how are you? Oh, you're awake.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, hey, bro. How are you, man?
Fine, thank you.
So,
really fine, thank you.
I think she knows.
Right, hi. This is Robin here and George.
Good morning.
And we're calling you from High FM.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you listening to your radio now?
Yes, I am.
One friend.
Is that Doyin, yeah?
Yes, this is Doyin.
Doyin, why didn't you call up when we said, can one of Daniel's mates give us a shout?
Too much effort.
Well, because I had no credit, and so I had to call my brother, and I was like, Do you have credit, though?
Have you got any credit, though?
I don't have any.
I can't believe you've used the credit excuse.
I don't have any.
Cut the call.
All right, Doyin, I think thanks for being there for him. I think.
Thank you.
Daniel's like, just get her off.
No, Doyin,
have a good morning.
Bye.
Bye. All right, listen, let me bang out and we'll come back and we'll talk about you representing the country. All right?
All right.
All right, do stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Sure.
And put your phone down. Leave your mates alone now, okay?
All right.
This is High FM.
If I said goose to you, what would that make you think of?
Goose, gander, goose, a white thing, goose.
No, film. Think film.
Oh, a Top Gun.
Yes.
A Top Gun 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently so. Tom Cruise has confirmed it.
Yes, he has.
I don't know how I feel about it, though.
Why?
Because they're old now, aren't they? He's, well, I mean, what do you think of Tom Cruise these days? Because I don't feel the same way about him as Top Gun.
I know exactly how you feel. At first, you get really excited.
And then you go...
And then you start thinking about it.
There's the horrible reality of it. Because the Dirty Dancing one they've just remade...
Yeah.
That's had terrible reviews.
Yeah.
I know this isn't a remake, it's a sequel, but I just think something should be left alone.
I agree with you. And also, you look back on things and you look back on them and you really like them, right? Like, for example, Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Classic movie.
Absolutely.
Wonderful movie. When was the last time you saw it?
Oh, that's a while back now.
Good.
But I would very much enjoy watching it again.
No,
would I not?
No, I don't think so. I think you should leave it in the past because a few months ago, in fact, before I moved here, I bought on Amazon... Lost Boys.
Right.
On DVD. And it arrived, and I put it in my DVD player.
So old school.
And I watched it, and I was so disappointed.
Oh.
Because it was just so slow, and it was not like I remembered it.
Do you know what I need to watch? The Goonies. I want to see what that's about. Hey, you guys! But I watched Grease the other day, and that was just as good.
Sandy! Teddy! What are you doing here?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
There's no answer.
Awkward.
Sleep is the best buddy.
Yeah. Hmm. Is he your best mate?
Yeah.
Was.
I forgive him.
Don't
even the evening
don't,
over.
Don't.
Yeah, there's no coming back from this. Let you down when you need him most.
Really not.
I got my noose along.
Right, let me call one more. We've got Daniel Prayer in. He's an artist. He won the Red Bull Doodle
He's
Art.
A drawer.
I know. He told us that before eight. He had a go at us. He's really concerned that none of his mates are listening.
Yeah. He might be right.
Yeah, you might be.
This guy's supposed to be up here for work.
So everybody's been telling him yesterday, yeah, we'll listen, we'll listen.
No one's answering.
Yeah, no, you sounded great. Yeah, I listened to all of it. Yeah, it sounded great.
Yeah, brilliant. You, Robin and George, yeah, you were great. Great together, great.
I need to filter my friends
list. Oh, mate.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm just
you
kidding.
You certainly do. You need to unfriend these people.
No.
At least unfollow.
They're leaving you hanging on our morning show.
But this is savage, isn't it?
Yeah, this is. They're not even answering the phone going,
no,
yeah, I'm here, I'm listening, then putting it down.
Maybe it's a life and death situation.
No, what?
For all of them.
Yeah, it could happen.
No.
See, I'm backing them up, guys. Wake
hang
up.
On. No. The phone's gone. It's cut off.
Did you talk about something else? I feel bad for
all of them. Even the one. No, I didn't call because I got no credit.
I think I gave you wrong numbers.
No, you didn't. You copied these down, right? You copied them down really. He goes, look, call these. These will be up. These will be fine. So, Daniel, listen, you're representing Oman.
Yeah.
People now will be seeing like stuff about Daniel in the papers and be going, oh, it's a dude with no friends.
Yeah. Oh, bless him.
Bless him. I hope he does well. It's one of those things.
Okay, talking about friends, I have one question though. How come just like two of you guys in the cabin? Like, where's everyone?
Where is everyone? Well, mate, it's early morning, isn't it?
This is it.
No, there is no one in this office.
There's no one in. It's Ramadan as well.
Yeah.
We got our mates at Hala. They're usually in.
Plus, they're like just two cups of coffee in the kitchen.
So they're from yesterday.
As old. We just don't really tidy much. Yeah. There is an engineer somewhere, but we keep them like around the back.
All right. But apart from that, mate, you should be here at 6 a.m.
But we do have mates, though. Like, we could call people and they'd
get up. Yeah, definitely. But we're not going to do it right now. So listen, tell us about representing the country. What are you doing? When is it? And have you got a chance of winning it? Because if you've not, there's no point in you even being here.
All right. So what happened was when I saw the competition, I was like, whoa, go for it. You know, it doesn't really matter like whether you win or no, but participation is the key. So I went for it.
It was winning. It's winning.
It is.
And this
you
is
know
Red Bull Doodle Art, right?
Yeah. I went for it and then God was gracious. And I got there. And then like, as I said, I'll be representing Oman in the other country. So basically it's what we did was on paper. Now what we're going to do in the next stage is a digital thingy.
So is this doodle art thing?
Yeah, it's a doodle art, but it's like in virtual reality. Like you put on the VR glasses and you paint in space. So you're like painting in
you
space.
You paint in space.
Yeah.
And this is the global final, a virtual reality experience.
How? What is going on with that? How do you paint in space?
See, Google has brought up this technology called Tilt Brush. So you put on the VR glasses and then you have this this brush kind of thingy.
Have you ever done this thing before?
No, it's something new. So it's pretty cool because everyone gets a fair chance because I don't think...
Oh, so no one's done it before?
Yeah, I don't think
so. Oh, okay.
Maybe they have if they have like technological advance or something. But
he doesn't know.
I
love this guy. Yeah. Love
where is
so
this
much.
Happening?
Yeah. This is happening in California.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
So you get flown out there, obviously. You don't have to pay for that.
No.
Oh, brilliant. And where else have you been in the world?
Okay, can I skip that question? I'm
kidding. No.
I've just been in Oman and I'm an Indian, so... India, Oman, that's it.
Oman's
a beautiful country.
Oman is, And so is India. India is beautiful.
Yeah.
How old are you? You
I'm 22 years old.
22?
Yeah.
I was going to say 22.
Really?
I was going to say 22, but you came out with it too fast.
Yeah, no, too late. You can't.
Yeah. I can't claim that, can I?
Spot on, Robin.
All right, listen, mate. It's been fantastic having you in.
Same here.
And
same
here. I know. It is good, isn't it?
Two people in the office. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
No one here has any mates.
Wait, oh.
Why are we waiting? Somebody's texted you.
No,
no one's texted. It's
my life.
Look, same. Robin, has anyone texted you?
It's a redo going, you've run out of credit. That's it. Daniel Prayer, good luck representing
Thank
the country.
You so much.
And
Thank you so
I really hope you do well. And I hope people don't just like support you because of the sympathy, because you got no mates. And your mates don't care. So listen, you've been amazing. Thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
In.
You all have been
thank
amazing.
You for me for
and
turning up.
Take care of your leg. I hope the cast comes off.
Wait, no, the cast is off.
Really?
The cast is off, yeah.
Cast came off yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. I hope you walk better soon.
I hope, oh, isn't he nice? I hope you walk better soon.
Is that wrong with my walk?
Get well soon, cast to George.
Thank you.
Daniel, good luck and thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. It was amazing.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
I'm very happy today.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
what?
Really relieved.
I know.
But, really relieved. And yeah. I just want to say a massive thanks to Bic.
Who's Bic? Bic the pen makers?
Yes, Bic okay. the pen makers okay, who brilliant. Were kind enough yeah. to give us the Lady Range. So this is new. There's Miss Bic Flex.
Hang on, these are pens you're talking about.
They also do other stuff like lighters.
And razors. Do yes. they still do razors?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so you want to talk about the pen department.
Well, no, this is the lighter department because what they've now brought out, they have like a Lady Range, it's all pink, is a handy multi-purpose lighter.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing. Well, it's pink, well, so I know that it's for me.
Are you going to be able to use this because it's multi-purpose? I mean, you can't do...
Well, when they sell it, it's a bit flexible, so you can light your scented candles with
it. Oh, that's nice.
So I've been sitting there in my house looking at all these candles, like, I can't do that. And it's really,
thank
really
you.
Light and it's pink. And it's only
yeah.
1.5 times the man version.
Oh,
as
that's,
well.
That's
I mean,
lovely.
So kind of them. It's only 500 yeah. base and more.
Oh, that's so lovely. Well done, Bic. That's good
well
news.
Done.
That's good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Lead you. I need you for. No, seriously, I do. It's about the phones. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Come in. Come in, come in. Let me just explain what's happening, okay?
What is happening?
This is Liju, our head of engineering, and I don't think he's going to say anything because he doesn't want to be on the radio.
We'll break him.
But he is there. Right, he's... Watch this.
Yeah, please.
Just leaned over and punched his arm. So, Liju, I got this email, okay? And this email said to me, it said, gold bars for sale. I'm Patrick Garber from Ghana. I'm looking for buyers for my gold bars. I will take care of the shipment costs.
Which was fortunate because we need gold bars.
Yeah.
We're running a bit low on our personal supplies.
Yes.
And gold bars.
Yes. So gold bars. So we were emailing this guy back and forth. Okay. Now I've got to the point that he's given me his phone number.
Okay.
Now it's a 002 number, and when I try and dial it, blocked here.
No, the ISD is open.
It is open, so I can call Ghana because I've got his 0022. 89-00-85-416. The last time we tried to call him...
Yeah, usually you're calling from that line, the ISD number.
Is this going to ring?
Votre correspondant n'est pas disponible.
Can you hear that?
Veuillez renouveler votre appel. The subscriber you're calling is not available at present. Please try again later.
Is that their side?
It is.
That's
on
the
their
Ghana side.
Side. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, they are 4 hours behind.
Yeah.
Correspondant n'est pas disponible en ce moment. Veuillez renouveler votre appel.
So they probably... Patrick Scott, his phone turned off.
Yeah, either it is turned off or it is not available to the...
Okay, right, because he sent me an email, George.
Yeah.
He says, please, and it's capital letters.
Oof.
Please tell me exactly where you want the gold to go. Well, my house.
Well, stop shouting, mate.
Yeah.
We haven't actually honed down the deal yet.
Where is your final destination? Just let me know, please. I am ready to travel with the gold to come and meet you in your country or your final destination.
That's nice, the personal touch.
Yeah, yeah. Please call me. And that's the number he's given me. So we can dial out from here.
We can dial out, but the thing is that the person is not available there.
He's not available. Yeah, I know that. I can hear that.
Yeah, he's going to meet us halfway.
Yeah, can
yeah,
call.
Yeah, I know. So
check another number that he has.
I need to get him to keep his phone on overnight then, basically, because he's asleep now, because it's, what, 4 hours behind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I need to email him back going, keep your phone on.
Yeah.
All right, Liju, thank you very much. How was it being on the radio? Was it all right for you? It's nice, isn't it? It is good, though, isn't it?
It's good.
Yeah, it is.
Hey!
In the morning, we gonna do it again.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
FM, Oman.
Why have you put your hands behind your back?
Yeah,
what? He's put his hands behind his back.
Hiding.
We've got a mystery guest in the studio. Hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
yeah, how's it going?
Hello,
right?
Said mystery guest. Hello.
He's a little bit cooler when he's on the phone. Yeah. He's a little bit cooler.
Much, much cooler.
Love this guy.
So, mystery guest, would you like to say who you are? Or should
no,
we?
No, not yet.
No, he's, no, he, no this no, is why. No. He doesn't want to do that.
Exactly. No way.
So, he is, do you want to say, do you want to rumble him again, George?
He's the alien man.
He's the alien man! Yay! The
with
mystery
a bag
man.
Of something.
He's got a bag of something here for us.
Is it aliens?
Well, I can't tell you what it is.
It's
I
aliens.
Can't
are you
tell
fasting?
You what it is. He's got a bag of something.
Are you fasting?
No, we're not fasting, no, but we don't obviously eat or drink anything during the show. So we'll keep them for, what time is it tonight? 6:48 or something?
I think it's 6:48.
So I'll take them back to my house, George.
Well, I was just going to say, then, we?
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems that you've got them.
Well, I could
but it was her request.
It was George's request.
It was. Listen, I always ask. Yeah, I'm terrible.
It's always George's request when it comes to that. Hey, listen, how was your trip to Switzerland?
That was nice. Coming here and getting shocked with this summer.
Yeah, and the heat is just ridiculous,
and
isn't it?
Start fasting also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How long were you in your alien convention in Switzerland for?
10 days.
10 days.
10 days.
Yeah, okay.
Does it, I always think of Switzerland as cold. I know that's not the case, but in my head, it's always snowing.
Well, if you go to the Alp Mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
will
say it was
and
cold.
And see all that
snowing.
Snow there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. A lot of snow there. Yeah. So what did you find out about the aliens from the alien convention that you're going to report back to the government?
Yeah, nice aliens, by the way.
You see?
We thought that about Swiss aliens. Yeah, yeah, this is what we said. Nicest in the world.
Yeah, they are nice and friendly.
Have they got in Europe like an Area 51?
No, I didn't see that really.
Sure. Yeah, see that.
See the way his eyes went to the left.
Yeah.
Lies!
By the way, it's like the metro system there.
Yeah.
All that.
So did
they're
you...
advanced.
They're advanced. Yeah. So you listening may think that we're making this up, but we're not. Okay?
Yeah, we're not.
Because we can't give your name out.
No.
Not.
But this is the ultimate hidden in plain sight, isn't it?
Yeah. Completely,
oh, they're just
completely.
Bluffing.
At least there's some aliens outside. And for me being, I have to go to hell and dress up again. And
dress up again. Oh, I love this guy.
Go to work.
All right, listen, right. Mr. Alien Man, the words for the government. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
I mean, it's seriously, from our hearts.
Yeah, because you didn't need to do that.
No.
Thank you very much.
No, he didn't.
It's a pleasure.
Well, there are things that he wants us to keep quiet. Call this kind of a...
Like a bribe.
It's a bribe, isn't it? He's bribing us because we know stuff.
We know about the aliens.
We know stuff.
Yeah, but the Scott Rona don't say anything.
No, of course not.
Not a word.
No.
Yeah.
See these?
Here?
Not
that's
on.
Why I'm coming on the shades.
Not on at all.
I'm leaving on the shades.
Yeah, leaving on the shades.
Yeah.
See you later. Thank you very much
thank
for coming.
You, thank
all
you.
Right, bye-bye.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Thinking about your mystery guest.
A secret alien man.
Secret alien man.
Who has just gone. He floated out.
With the shades on.
You see that? Floated out.
He's all men in black, isn't he?
He didn't even walk.
Yeah.
It was like we had to look down. Is there feet there?
And then he gets in the corridor and poof,
gone.
The door was never opened, but he left.
I looked around and then I quickly looked outside. Gone.
But there was a little flash of green, almost as if an alien had picked him up.
I didn't see that.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
We obviously keep that secret about what he does with the aliens.
Yeah. We don't mention that.
And then he reports back to the government. Yeah. We haven't told anyone that.
Can't mention it at all.
Can't mention it at all.
I'm glad we can keep a secret.
I'm glad we can. Because this I read this morning, and I'm not sure if it's quite ringing true with me. The average person keeps 13 significant secrets. Typically, 5 of those they never disclose to anyone.
What, their entire life?
Yeah, that's certainly not true for me. I'll keep a secret if someone tells me, but I don't think I've even been told 5 secrets.
It's because no one trusts you.
Maybe it's because of this. We've proved, though, that we can keep a secret, the UFO man.
Oh, God, yeah, of course.
Exactly, we haven't told anyone.
Is there anyone that wants to get something off their chest?
Yes.
A secret that's been really...
weighing on you.
And you need, a confession.
Yeah.
Give us a shout, 22-000-959. We promise we won't tell anyone.
Won't tell a soul.
Then you get to get the secret off your chest.
Exactly.
All right, we're doing you a service here.
Yeah.
22-000-959. How many people do you think are going to call?
Probably because not that many.
Great radio bit, though, right?
Weekday morning. Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Turn it up. Yeah. Oman's High FM.
I think I found your nemesis. Let me cast your mind back to the pigeon episode of last week.
Okay, this is when I really wanted to kick that pigeon outside Mars.
Yep.
But I didn't because...
Got a thing against pigeons.
Yeah, well, no, because all kinds of stuff would have happened. I would have created a ripple effect.
But you still got a really negative feeling towards pigeons?
Yes, because they're all like that. And they look and they turn their back on you and they just walk. like that.
The opposite of you is a lady in Japan.
Okay.
She loves pigeons so much, she's made a pair of her high heels into pigeons.
Into pigeons.
So that they will spend time with her.
Oh, idiot.
Do you want to kick her as well now?
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Just having a look around the studio.
Yeah, what'd you notice?
Oh, dirt.
There's a lot of dirt here, isn't there?
Yeah, well, you know when you start looking at something, then you think, wow, that really is.
Look at this.
Look at the, what's this called? The surround around the glass here.
Yeah, well, the other bit fell off, didn't it? And it's sparkling at the top. You can see it on that one.
We've got three quarters of it there.
Yeah, that's nice. Because we asked him for ages to fix it, and in the end, you told me to rip it off. I did.
Don't blame it on me.
But it just looks burnt around the door switch there.
No, that's finger dirt.
Oh, my, seriously?
Let me look at it closely.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, that's where people are going up to the door release switch and just missing it.
I mean, I know we...
That's like, do you know what that is, right? That's, get me out of here!
That happens more in Hallam. Theirs is actually hidden.
Yes.
You're never leaving. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Ty FM, Ryland's over there.
Aye.
Banks here. Would you donate a kidney to a friend?
Which friend?
In a new study, 28% of people say they donate a kidney to a friend.
That it?
Well, it means if you have four friends, then one of them
might
give you a kidney.
Okay.
Which is all right odds.
I'll take them.
You're going to have to.
Right.
The study also found that only 22% think a friend would donate a kidney to them.
I hope mine would be a bit higher, but I don't really want to ask.
In other words, people think they're more generous to their friends than their friends are to them.
I'm better than those people.
Donating a kidney would be one of the biggest things that you would do for somebody else, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to owe you a bit, aren't they?
The only thing that's a bigger imposition is helping someone move.
What?
Joking, kind of.
What's wrong with you?
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Robin Banks.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
I love this show.
Me too.
This is High FM. It's Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Oh.
Spoiler alert on this bit.
Oh, no, don't spoil anything.
Well, there's got to be on my bit.
Okay.
So this is on the set of the new movie called The House. It's a comedy starring Will Ferrell, and you've got Mariah Carey news.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, this is only a cameo bit that she's got in this
Not
movie.
Not the point. It's Mariah. She's one of the original divas.
Come on, then. What's her rider?
Mainly, and most importantly, white roses and cuddly toy lambs.
Oh, beautiful.
A room of cuddly toy lambs. And I like to think they're not for her children.
Remember, this is just a bit part that she's got. Now, you know what she was supposed to do in this movie?
No.
She's supposed to sing a song and then be killed in a hail of bullets. Her co-star said that she made things difficult. There's a surprise.
Right.
First, she objected to the song that they wanted her to sing.
Was it one of her own songs? Imagine that. I don't like that song. But Mariah.
Then she didn't want to die.
Well,
she didn't want to do what the script said. And the co-star says she was like, I don't want my character to get killed. What if I deflected them like Wonder Woman?
Has anyone told her about Wonder Woman? Never mind, Mariah.
They were all like, look, Mariah, we don't have time for this. You're getting paid a lot of money. They had her for one day.
So essentially, the character, the script, the outcome, everything was wrong.
Every single thing. Have you heard on how much she got paid for this?
No, I kind of want to know, but I also don't want to know equally.
I tried to find out, but I couldn't find out.
Oh, okay, phew.
This movie, The House, comes out June 30th.
And it's only 50 reals a ticket, so I'm sure she wasn't charging that much.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Oman.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
Morning.
And lovely Mowlid's in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why are you in? Why have you just walked in?
Well, it's the holy month and I have to test you both.
You got to test us?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Let's start with George.
George.
Okay. Can it be multiple choice?
What's the test?
I don't know.
Say the word Ramadan, not Ramadan.
So she's testing us on the word
Ramadan.
Woo!
Was that good?
Yes.
Was that it? Good?
Amazing.
Is she like a local?
Yes.
Okay. My turn. Ramadan.
Woo.
Is that good?
Because we believe that only Arabs can pronounce the.
Yeah, well, like me and George. Could I be like local?
You can.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Nobody
listen,
will know.
Listen. While you're here, I've got a bit of beef with you. When that new guy was here, remember the new guy came over?
Who?
Chris.
Oh, my God.
Who's starting in July.
Right.
Did you say I was fat to him?
No, I swear to God. Okay,
how has this happened?
Right, well, this is what he said. Chris said to me, he said, oh, Maulid said, when you work for High FM, you become a little bit bigger. And as I was walking past in the office, she looked at me like that. You become a little bit bigger.
But you make it out like Maulid went, you know, Robin, the fat one. Maulid would never do that.
Chris, I need a word with you. All I said was... Yeah. Food is fattening here.
And then you looked at me. That's what you said.
You're not fat. You're perfect.
But no, she's
remember
just saying
when
this
I
now.
Said yeah, but, perhaps like
yeah,
that.
But you said that to my face.
Yeah.
But behind my back and behind my ample buttocks.
Robin Banks.
Don't you get it? He's messing with our heads.
Oldest trick in the book.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
I'm in my 40s. George is much, much younger.
So you lied to me last week.
We're adults, although you listening would probably think that we're about 12.
And I do often find myself wondering where there would be an adultier adult to help.
It's hard being an adult, isn't it?
Yeah, I do look around like, Mom?
Because you are constantly babysitting yourself. My head is filled with these hilarious things to say, which would get me beaten up, suspended, in jail.
Divorced.
On the first flight home. And I'm constantly trying not to do the things that I really, really want to do. Try not to eat so much, spend too much, watch too much. So, kids, if you're listening now, and I know we have a lot of young people listening, this is why adults go to bed so early. Because there's nothing left to do.
Because you can't do anything you want to. And I'm just trying to remain standing upright without falling over. So, yeah, bed is safer.
Good night! Caught
up in your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is High FM.
And now... it's time for the horoscopes.
Ooh.
Oops.
You done?
Yeah.
I'm Gemini. Gemini. There is foresight with optimism now, making this an excellent time to work towards a raise or a promotion, Ehab. To plan a trip or take a vacation.
Ehab.
That's our 7 weeks to leave.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Oh, yeah. We're taking that.
You're likely to hear some good news regarding something of importance to you.
That's your cast.
Oh, I hope so. And I will gain great success and attention.
Great success?
Check it out. What are you?
Aries.
Oh, yeah. Yours isn't as good. There could be several challenges in the workplace, both in dealing with the work at hand and in personal situations.
Ehab.
Careful, unless you know the facts. It would be better not to become involved in any disputes.
Ehab.
You have powerful energies spilling into your life today, helping you to make a positive difference
wow.
in the choices you make.
That's what to have for lunch.
Sandwich.
Weekday morning.
Get on up.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Oman's higher.
I still don't get that joke, the George Lucas one.
So George Lucas turned 73. Okay.
Right.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams is the new Star Wars director.
Okay.
Threw him a birthday party.
Yeah.
But he just copied George's party from 1977.
You don't mean me, George, do you?
No.
Do you?
No. No, George Lucas's party from 1977.
Are you implying that he's copying his movies?
There you
yes!
go!
Oh.
Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.